Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Hello, hello. Today we are going to, or I'm going to talk about Module 7. Module 7 of the training course called Beyond Reassurance, Building Confidence and Resilience. So today is the seventh part. It's called Healthy Communications and Support. I think when we look at that, a lot of us are suffering from the idea that we're not communicating, you know, effectively enough with our loved ones, especially when we're getting mashed, and we need to have this openness within us. We need to have an open heart or a listening heart to actually communicate. And I think it's hindrance to cause a lot of anxiety in workplaces and environments like that, or even one-on-one levels, and even with partners, and which is really important. So I think it's appropriate to really talk about this and learn the idea that, you know, not to be, you know, learn to be, you know, there's a few key words we're going to share as I introduce the topic here about reassurance, you know, we're working with being independent, and every level has a devil. So working out how do we get there and how do we deal with this type of thing. Just today, I was also focused on one of my students. I'm teaching him, teaching him about anxiety and driving, and all this kind of thing, and also high intelligence. And even though it was only age 17, and I was hired to teach him how to deal with, you know, not stressing out on the road, identifying with all these awareness of anxiety and driving and so on. So it's wonderful to do that. But we kind of talked about, also touched on communication, healthy communication with our environment, which is kind of nice and fun to do. So when we look to the topic, today's topic, going, we need to go deeper in the Module 7, healthy communication. You may be asking now, what can we expect to learn from this particular module? So the module is part of the course. It is available on membership levels, and you're most welcome to, you know, follow that up. I will leave some information, email address, if anyone wants to go a bit deeper and practice. So I'm just going to be talking about basically the skeleton structure to the particular course today. So what kind of things can we expect to learn from this particular course? And especially now talking about this particular module back about healthy communication and support. So we can communicate, you know, more effectively And we don't have to be going in there and constantly seeking reassurance from others. But if we only enhance the idea of communication skills, we can express our needs more effectively. So the course focuses on building a network of supportive relationship that encourages independence. We need to address like, why is healthy communication so important to all of us? We need to look at healthy communication as essential because it actually helps us connect on a deeper level with others in a meaningful way, where we get to a point where we become servants to others. That's the highest point, because I know that I was listening to another podcast today on YouTube, and this fella is expressing himself that he had so much in this life. He'd done so much. He was challenged, and he went through his challenges and he succeeded. But one thing, he said that even now I'm up to this level, I find things boring because I have everything. I've succeeded. And I guess this is where the ego can play in three ways. He's inspired to become something. He's become successful in his marketing, YouTube marketing. And he's also now, he felt there's also a failure in the system. All right, and he goes to play with that. And he says that you get to a level, we have to give back to give it some essence in life. So we need to re-communicate that to others because we know something. And that's on a high level, to be able to serve humanity with what you know. So it was wonderful to see that, because otherwise life just becomes a bit dull. But he was communicating that to me in his podcast, which is really wonderful to hear. So we can learn to express ourselves clearly. We're more likely to build strong relationships and create an environment where everyone feels like supported. It also reduces the misunderstanding and it creates this kind of sense of belonging together, connecting. And that's where I'll be going to do some meditation at the moment. And we can all practice these life skills. And these days we're losing the idea of communicating to a higher level. And, you know, from the heart. So, yeah, by engaging in this course, there'll be like engagement with a group, and there'll be role playing in this under Zoom. You know, the content will be provided under Zoom conditions, with chat rooms and breakout rooms and whatnot, and where you can practice like assertive communication in a safe space and environment. You know, sometimes we need to do that. A while back, I remember that I took on Scientology. Now, Scientology was wonderful thing in the science of knowing. It's what Scientology means, the science of knowing, technology, knowledge. That's what it is. But a lot of people have taken that to another level. I understand that. I did a few years in Scientology. So, you know, it was just my choice to be there. And I remember the something they had is called baiting. And learning to not to react. But to respond, you know, we were grouped together, and sometimes one-on-one, where they would bait you on purpose to make you, you know, they would upset you, try to upset you so you can lose your cool, and you had to communicate with yourself. And it was a good exercise, but then you learn resilience, not to react. So it was wonderful to come out of the sessions. They're called the baiting sessions, and that's just something they have in their courses. They're really able to communicate with yourself on a different level, and are able to not to react, but, you know, become resilient from that. Thought I just chucked in there a little bit of history about me. I did study that, not for long though. I'm no longer a member with Scientology, but, you know, something, you know, I'm just going with the flow and just talking about communication here. And, you know, and also the sense of belonging. So it'll help us learn. This course helps you learn, like, how to express your needs confidently, We also have the group activities aimed at strengthening our community connections, which is crucial for building support networks. It's all about that. How do you want to relate at work? You know, do you want to take all the... A lot of people lose their jobs because they just don't know how to relate to the values of other people. You know, when you get in, it's like a... Yeah, it's always a wrestle. It's always like... Always looking for the worst case scenario. Sometimes we can't get on with people. We can't communicate with people. And it gets to a point where you start resenting being there where you don't want to be. And therefore, basically, eventually, either you'll have to say to yourself, well, I can't take this space anymore, this environment anymore. I need to have a change. I need to change my job. Or you basically get kicked out of the job because your time limit is up there. It's run out. But learning to, you know, build supportive systems in networks, you know, learning to work with people, it's very important on a mental level, anxiety level, right? And I know with anxiety, it's not easy to communicate. Yeah, we're always firing up. Always firing up about things, and we need to keep it level-minded, need to have the right mindset. So let's move on. The idea of role-playing, let's talk about more about that. Is in the module is a fun way to learn. It makes learning engaging and also allows the participants or people who join to gain feedback and learn from each other in a group, right? Plus, it's a great way to step aside of your comfort zone. You will be challenged. There's always a challenge when you'll be asked to do a little bit of assignment work, so you'll be able to reflect on your lessons on this particular module, right? So the ultimate goal of the module, this course, of this particular module, is to empower you to communicate your needs effectively and cultivate a network of relationship that supports your independence and growth. Again, the key word is needs and wants and also about gaining to this independent level of growth. Now, by the end of the module...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Whoever does the module, you should feel more like confident in your communication skills and more connected to those around you. So it is the only way to do it is through play roles and also by actually being in the environment and being, you know, once we go into a working environment or into a family situation or partner situation, we're able to sit back, fall back, stay behind our mind, stay behind our ego, right? Don't get it enmeshed and don't let the ego take us down its slippery ladder. So, yeah. So once we dive into the module at first, and then activities, we'll start practicing those communication skills, and you get a chance to practice. Now, going on a little bit more about module 7, healthy communication support, the module is all about emphasizing on developing healthy communication skills and building supportive relationships, right? You will learn how to express your needs and confidently while fostering an environment of mutual support and respect, even to those people you're not warmed up to, or even those people that give you a lot of stress. Imagine having been able to, you know, step aside from that and communicate effectively. All right. So when you look at the communication skills, you will need to be able to learn to articulate needs clearly without seeking the validation. So when we're communicating, here's a biggie. We definitely need to learn how to speak without being validated. Like always looking for needy, and always wanting to be loved, or saying things to be loved, and you know, how do they do on this? How do they do on this? How do they do on that? But sometimes we just need to, you know, get in there and have a swim. Cool, have a swim, have a feel. You learn from that. You also learn like build support relationships from you. We look at. Form connections and promote self-resilience. From that, encourage us to create a comfortable atmosphere where giving and receiving, you know, will help us produce those self-resilience, and again, will be matched with our uncomfortable zones. There'll be role-playing involved, you know, scenarios. We'll practice assertive communication through various scenarios. They'll help you with gain confidence in voicing needs and provide feedback for skill refinement. There'll be group activities, collaborative projects, and problem solving exercises. So we go into that everything's a problem. Otherwise, if it's no problems, no pain, and we'll be solving those pains for ourselves and others in this small group. Then you'll be able to, you know, look into strengthening the interpersonal connections and create a sense of belonging, also as mentioned earlier. There'll be discussion circles, and that's valuable here. You'll be able to share opportunity to share your experiences and challenging small groups. You'll be identifying barriers of communication, and you'll be able to brainstorm strategies for further improvement. There'll be also a mapping opportunity to create visual maps of existing support networks. Where else can I get to learn more, to be supported, communicate? Where else can I practice my communications? What else can I do? Yeah, so be able to recognize this key relationship to identify the areas for further growth. So we come up to assessments, looking at assessments also. The module at the end does have an assessment to be completed. There'll be self-reflections to evaluate the communication skills, also to develop the supportive relationship. It's all inclusive. So to before I go on talk about the further into the in communication and building supportive relationships area, we need to look at like the seventh module and answers your, you know, people, participants or people involved, enhances their communication skills and build support network, enable them to express their needs confidently and cultivate that word called independence from codependence. Now the objectives, like if we were to look at like the assessment for communication and building resilience, we'll be looking at a workbook. Okay, there's a workbook involved. And kind of what things would be involved in the workbook. The workbook is to help. It will help you evaluate your understanding and adapting of skills to help you support you in the study. And the areas like, do you have a self-reflection questions? Like you'll be asking questions like describe your communication style, give example of assertive situations. You know, how can you deal communicating nicely but with assertive and clear? You know, you look at examples of non-assertiveness situation, personal goals. What are your goals for improving your communication skills? What else can you do? Where you need to, what steps do you need to take? How will the improvements impact your relationships? If you look at list the network and their roles, like you look at list individuals in your support network at work and their roles, look at what they're supposed to do. How do they encourage your independence? Are they encouraging you in anyone you're around? Are you being encouraged to grow your independence? Are you being stifled? Are you actually doing that to yourself? You know, are we lifting ourselves up? Are we demoting ourselves through our communications? You were looking at identifying barriers to communicating your needs. What are some of the barriers that could stand in your way to move forward? What strategies can you implement to overcome these barriers? You can answer that kind of question. They also have scenario analysis, like setting boundaries. Describe how you would like assertively communicate limits to your, you know, to a colleague. Asking for support, write a brief, you know, script for initiating a conversation with a friend. What, you know, sometimes you have to premeditate a communication or show some intention and to carry through, rather than just going into something like not thought of. How do you go about handling conflicts? Like, you need to probably outline steps to address a disagreement. Like, you have a disagreement with a family member or person at work. How do you go about handling the conflict? How do you go about addressing it? We can look at group activity evaluations, like reflect on your contribution to the group activities. You know, what did you do to evolve yourself? You know, in other words, giving and receiving. You can go in collaborative experiences, like you can write stuff like describe a successful group collaboration and the communication strategies that you've seen or that you acted on. There's always the plan of action. You can look at plan of action. There's many questions on that. You'll be able to, you know, there'll be submission of, you'll be able to submit your assignment, you know, ensure that each section is clearly labeled and responses are thoughtful. Be prepared to discuss your insights with a group, right, in open chat, in a circle, even leading to the next sessions. You'll be looking at the criteria of assessments, clarifying depth of response and understanding certain communications, you know. Yeah, so all these kind of things that help you get there. So there is a workbook involved, and it goes on like that. So you'll be getting these are the nuts and bolts of the workbook. Yeah, so I think I'll call it a day on this one. It is the Mahjong. I think it's so important, once again, to have that healthy communication, to have that support, to be able to handle conflict and learning, all right, and be exposed to it for the experience. And there's no better, greater environment to learn than in a group, actually in the place you're working at, learning to have this healthy communication and learning from the support you're getting. And of course, you can also ask your mentors, you know, to be supported or to be guided, right? So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that go into this module. So I don't know. So I hope that this is I do know. Let's get assertive here. I do know this is going to help you a lot. So, yeah, I know it's going to help you a lot if you carry through. If you get more information on, you know, healthy communications. Okay, so this is Nick Jensen here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hope this module helps you a lot, and can't wait to actually get the next one out tomorrow. So bye from me, and let's stay positive and get the opportunity to practice assertiveness.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.